بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Today, I would like to give you a test by asking you a few questions, but I want you to keep the grade to yourself. If you pass, promise yourself you will always pass, and if you fail, promise yourself you will never fail again. First, let me ask you this question. What comes to mind when you hear the word success? For many of us, if we are truthful, maybe Bill Gates comes to mind, the epitome of success. Maybe a man with a luxury home or luxury car. Maybe a superstar, or even perhaps a CEO. All of these things are almost certainly things that come to our mind. This is not surprising, because this is what we are told success is. I looked the word success up in the Webster's Dictionary, and I got the following meaning. Success, attainment of wealth, favor, or eminence, meaning high ranking. So one that has attained the previous things is successful, money, wealth, status. However, this definition is contrary to what Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, told us about success. It is very important that we understand how Allah defines success and who does Allah call the successful. First of all, it is no surprise that the prayer is one of the leading means to become successful. We hear the Mu'azzin reminding us 20 times a day to come to success, which is the prayer. Whether you are working or resting, this should motivate you. This should have an effect on everyone's heart. Seeing that everyone wants to be successful, every person is seeking and in quest of this success, regardless of who they are. Muslim, non-Muslim, white, black, old, male, or female. Everyone wishes to be successful. In view of that, the Mu'adhin is telling you 20 times a day, come to success. Are you hearing him? Allah proclaimed, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful indeed are the believers. Now, the question is, how do we become successful? Allah provides you with 6 steps in Surah Al-Mu'minun to become successful. He says, first of all, they pray with humility and concentration. Secondly, these believers avoid vain speech. The believer doesn't waste his time with that. Thirdly, he guards his chastity. And I am sure some of the ways that he accomplished that is through lowering his gaze, not secluding himself with women, and by not watching films. Almost every single film has an erotic scene in it. And I was just reading on the internet that some directors are upset because some people in America who still have some standards, wanted to edit the filth out of these films and sell the clean versions of the movies. Subsequently, the directors became offended and displeased, saying, "How dare you? How dare you take these things out of my movie? You will destroy my film." Fourthly, the believers pay zakat, charity. And fifthly, they fulfill their amanat, moral obligations. Finally, they strictly guard their 5 prayers. So we need to make sure that we are utilizing these 6 steps. And furthermore, Allah says in the Quran, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقُّ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
And the weighing that day will be the true weighing.
As for those whose scales will be heavy, they will be the successful. Hence, this success Allah is describing is their entering of paradise. The greatest success and gain in this life is being granted entrance to paradise. Thus, people are successful given that their good deeds lead them to paradise. And isn't this the ultimate goal of every person? To achieve a place of immense splendor and spouses of tremendous beauty, free of all blemishes and defects, a place of no pain, no hardship, no tears, and a place of no end. Isn't this the success we want? Allah says in Surah An-Nur, verse 52,
وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ.
Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, fears Allah and keeps His duty to Him, such are the successful. Honestly, are we obeying Allah and the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Also, in the same way, the greatest loss in this life is damnation to the hellfire. Now, here is the actual test. Which success are you working for? Which success are you working for? The one you find in Webster's dictionary, or the one in the book of Allah? Which success do you want? The one that will come to an end and possibly at any minute, or the everlasting success promised by Allah? And if you work to attain the real success, the permanent success, many times the temporary success will come along with it. Listen to what a Jewish journalist stated. He said, "The religion of Islam is a religion of success. It is a winner's religion. Muhammad fled the city of Mecca in 622 AD, and by 630, he was back in Mecca now as a ruler. The Muslims in Mecca started out as an obscure entity, and within a century ruled a territory that stretched from Spain to India. In the year 1000, Islam was on top no matter what index of worldly success one looks at, health, wealth, power, literacy, or culture. The association was assumed." What association? To be a Muslim was to be a winner. SubhanAllah. The point I'm making is that if you are to be successful in the next life, you will almost certainly be honored in this life. Allah has also described the losers for us. Did He say they are the low-income family or the unemployed? No. Rather, Allah said,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
O you who believe, let not your properties or your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah, and whoever does that, these are the losers. Persistently, people will go to these Muslim store owners, the ones that sell alcohol and cigarettes and what have you. And they say, brothers, are you attending Jumu'ah prayers this week? The typical reply is, brother, I have to attend to my wealth, my success. I cannot attend. I do not have time. This is my only way of obtaining success. I don't have a PhD or a master's like many. This is the best I can do. Sometimes I want to say to them, you are a loser. You're a loser. Allah calls you a loser. We are trying to be successful, yet we are losers. Haven't you read where Allah says, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً قَالُوا يَا حَسْرَتَنَا عَلَى مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِيهَا وَهُمْ يَحْمِلُونَ أَوْزَارَهُمْ عَلَى ظُهُورِهِمْ أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وللدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون أفلا تعقلون.
Lost indeed are they who treat it as a falsehood that they must meet Allah until when the hour comes on them suddenly and they say, ah, woe unto us that we took no thought of it, for they bear their burdens on their backs, and evil indeed are the burdens that they bear. And the life of this world is nothing but play and amusement, but far better is the house and the hereafter for those who are pious. Will you not then understand? This life doesn't mean much. You're going to be gone very soon. You might live to be, what, 80 years old or so? Allah says this world doesn't equate to a mosquito wing in his eyesight. All of this, brother, all of this disobedience for a mosquito wing? Every single person is a loser, except إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those who believe and do righteous good deeds and recommend one another to truth and recommend one another to patience. We always hear an important rule with regards to success. That rule I'm sure you know. It is, the key to success is knowledge. Yes, this is true. But there is a more powerful and accurate statement than this. It is, the key to success is implementation. When you go home to your car or to your work, keep this in mind, that the key to success is implementation. When you want to light up a cigarette or are tempted to look at an attractive lady passing by, or you want to leave your home without the hijab, when you're about to pick up Bic or Gillette, remember, the key to success is implementation. Meaning that we must apply and implement that which we know of Allah's commandments and prohibition in order to be successful. Your success and happiness are fruits of your implementation of Islam and your love of Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which brings me to our last question.
Do you love Allah?
Many say, of course I do.
What kind of silly question is that? Then put yourself to the test. There's a verse in the Quran which is known as the testing verse, testing one's love for Allah. And it says,
قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Say, if you love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you and forgive you your sins, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. Do we follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If so, when has disobedience equated into love? If we truly love Allah, then we will obey His commandments and steer clear of the forbidden. Do you see people who love their coaches and teachers disobeying them? Of course not. And before I leave or stop, I would like to establish that we have another problem, and that is our loss of value of Islam. If I told you to give me 120 hours a week and I will give you success, meaning big cars, big homes, lots of traveling, and the ability to choose almost any woman you want to marry, although that is a big commitment, meaning roughly over 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, many would accept the offer, even though this is a big commitment. And actually, those who went through medical residency did it. They used to be required to spend as much as 100 hours a week, and they were committed because, they thought it was worth it, since they considered it worth it. They had value of it. If I were to ask you to give me 100 hours for Islam, the Muslims, or the masjid, what would you say? Okay, 20, 10, 3. All right, just come to Jummah once a week. How many of us will still say, this is too much, brother? This is too much. Also, a proof that we have lost our value of Islam is that not only are we messed up and corrupted, but we take this and carry this on to our kids. We value the library, don't we? That's why we take them to the library once a month or once a week or what have you. We take them to the mall, we take them to the store, we take them to our relatives, or whatever we value. But you find us not taking them to the masjid. Unbelievable. Also, one proof that we lost our value for Islam is that we don't read the Book of Allah. We don't read the Quran, except for a little bit, or for a little while. We read the newspaper, we read the internet, we read even trash. But we read the Quran so little. And one time I was even lecturing to a group of people about reading the Quran, and one brother told me after the lecture, I guess he didn't understand what I was saying, because he said, you know, I read the Quran right before Jummah prayer, once a week. Isn't this enough, brother? I said, SubhanAllah, we just don't understand. We have so little love and value for our beautiful religion. And I would like to close by saying, be a winner, be a winner, be a winner, be a winner, be a winner.